From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Controversial website releases personal emails. Information from the private email account of CIA Director John Brennan is being made public just days after hackers bragged they had broken in. WikiLeaks on Thursday posted several documents from the account, including what appears to be drafts of papers about the challenges facing the U.S. intelligence community. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has decided not to seek next year's Democratic nomination for the presidency. Speaking Wednesday in the White House Rose Garden, Biden cited the ongoing grieving process following his son's death in May as the main reason he will not run.
The grieving process. I've said all along what I've said time and again to others, that it may very well be that that process, by the time we get through it, closes the window on mounting a realistic campaign for president, that it might close. I've concluded it has closed.
Joe Biden, outgoing Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives John Boehner, has set October 28th as the date for party members to select their nominee for his replacement. The outgoing Speaker expressed support Wednesday for one candidate, Congressman Paul Ryan.
I think Paul is going to get the support that he's looking for, but he laid out a very clear vision of how he would run the speakership, and I thought the members responded very well to it.
Ryan says he will run for the House Speaker's post, but only if he has the support of all the factions of his party. No fewer than 14 South African universities have temporarily closed their doors, that coming amid a swelling wave of student protests. They're unhappy over tuition and fee hikes. This is VOA News. The White House criticized Russia Wednesday for what was called its red carpet welcome of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Moscow. Spokesman Eric Schultz accused Mr. Assad of using chemical weapons on his own people and said that Russian airstrikes against Syrian rebels fighting the Syrian military are counterproductive. Mr. Assad held talks at the Kremlin with President Vladimir Putin. He thanks Mr. Putin for Russian intervention, saying it stopped the spread of what he called more terrorism in Syria. Britain and China have signed agreements worth more than $60 billion. The signing came as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron. It was the second day for the Chinese leader's visit to Britain. Cameron said that Britain could not have a frank discussion with China about issues such as human rights if it did not have a strong economic and trade relationship with the country.
So I totally reject the idea you either have a conversation about human rights and steel, or you have a strong relationship with China. I want both.
David Cameron. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be in Berlin Thursday for a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to look for ways to end violence that has left 8 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians dead. Kerry also plans to talk with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Jordan at the end of the week. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Wednesday he is not optimistic after his talks with the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has endorsed the country's recent nuclear agreement, but is warning the accord suffers from ambiguities and what he called structural weaknesses. The agreement has been the subject of fierce debate in Iran and elsewhere. Here is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
You know, it's obviously no secret this was very controversial. But I hope that everyone who is for the agreement and everyone who has opposed the agreement can at least come together now to support its full and verifiable implementation. That is what is key.
John Kerry. Iraqi leaders are working to select a commander to serve as a central figure to better organize the various forces fighting Islamic State militants. U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford said Tuesday during a visit to Iraq, the coalition needs one person who can speak with authority on the ground campaign in order to provide better support. Businessman Donald Trump and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson have maintained their lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. According to a new Washington Post ABC News poll released Wednesday, Trump's support remained steady in the past month, with 32% of Republican primary voters saying they plan to vote for Trump. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.